The Prophecy of Abdias. Chapter 1. The destruction of Edom for their pride and the wrongs they did to Jacob. The salvation and victory of Israel. The vision of Abdias. Thus saith the Lord God to Edom, We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and he hath sent an ambassador to the nations. Arise, and let us rise up to battle against him. Behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art exceeding contemptible. The pride of thy heart hath lifted thee up, who dwellest in the clefts of the rocks, and settest up thy throne on high, who sayest in thy heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou be exalted as an eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. If thieves had gone into thee, if robbers by night, how wouldst thou have held thy peace? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers had come into thee, would they not have left thee at the least a cluster? How have they searched Esau? How have they sought out his hidden things? They have sent thee out even to the border. All the men of thy confederacy have deceived thee. The men of thy peace have prevailed against thee. They that eat with thee shall lay snares under thee. There is no wisdom in him. Shall not I in that day, saith the Lord, destroy the wise out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy valiant men of the south shall be afraid, that man may be cut off from the mount of Esau. For the slaughter and for the iniquity against thy brother Jacob, confusion shall cover thee, and thou shalt perish forever. In the day when thou stoodest against him, when strangers carried away his army captive, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, thou also wast as one of them. But thou shalt not look on in the day of thy brother, in the day of his leaving his country, and thou shalt not rejoice over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, and thou shalt not magnify thy mouth in the day of distress. Neither shalt thou enter into the gate of my people in the day of their ruin, neither shalt thou also look on in his evils in the day of his calamity, and thou shalt not be sent out against his army in the day of his desolation. Neither shalt thou stand in the crossways to kill them that flee, and thou shalt not shut up them that remain of him in the day of tribulation. For the day of the Lord is at hand upon all nations. As thou hast done, so shall it be done to thee. He will turn thy reward upon thy own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so all nations shall drink continually, and they shall drink and sup up, and they shall be as though they were not. And in Mount Zion shall be salvation, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess those that possessed them. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble, and they shall be kindled in them, and shall devour them, and there shall be no remains of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. And they that are toward the south shall inherit the mount of Esau, and they that are in the plains, the Philistines, and they shall possess the country of Ephraim, and the country of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Galaad. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel, all the places of the Canaanites, even to Sarepta, and the captivity of Jerusalem, that is in Bosphorus, shall possess the cities of the south. And Saviour shall come up into Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be for the Lord. Thus concludes the prophecy of Abdias. The Prophecy of Jonas. Chapter 1. Jonas, being sent to preach in Nineveh, fleeth away by sea. A tempest riseth, of which he, being found by lot to be the cause, is cast into the sea, which thereupon is calmed. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonas the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it, for the wickedness thereof is come up before me. And Jonas rose up to flee into Tarsus from the face of the Lord. And he went down to Joppe, and found a ship going to Tarsus, and he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarsus from the face of the Lord. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and a great tempest was raised in the sea, and the ship was in danger to be broken. And the mariners were afraid, and the men cried to their God, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. And Jonas went down into the inner part of the ship, and fell into a deep sleep. And the shipmaster came to him, and said to him, Why art thou fast asleep? Rise up, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think of us, that we may not perish. And they said, every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know why this evil is upon us. And they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonas. And they said to him, Tell us for what cause this evil is upon us. What is thy business? Of what country art thou? And whither goest thou? And of what people art thou? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made both the sea and the dry land. And the men were greatly afraid, and they said to him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the face of the Lord, because he had told them. And they said to him, What shall we do to thee, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea flowed and swelled. And he said to them, Take me up, and cast me into the sea, and the sea shall be calm to you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. And the men rowed hard to return to land, but they were not able, because the sea tossed and swelled upon them. And they cried to the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. And they took Jonas and cast him into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. And the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and sacrificed victims to the Lord, and made vows. Chapter 2. Jonas is swallowed up by a great fish. He prayeth with confidence in God, and the fish casteth him out on the dry land. Now the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonas. And Jonas was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. And Jonas prayed to the Lord his God out of the belly of the fish. And he said, I cried out of my affliction to the Lord, and he heard me. I cried out of the belly of hell, and thou hast heard my voice. And thou hast cast me forth into the deep and the heart of the sea. And a flood hath compassed me. All thy billows and thy waves have passed over me. And I said, I am cast away out of the sight of thy eyes. Yet I shall see thy holy temple again. The waters compassed me about even to the soul. The deep hath closed me round about. The sea hath covered my head. I went down to the lowest parts of the mountains. The bars of the earth have shut me up forever. And thou wilt bring up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul was in distress within me, I remembered the Lord, that my prayer may come to thee unto thy holy temple. They that are vain observe vanities, forsake their own mercy. But I with the voice of praise will sacrifice to thee. I will pay whatsoever I have vowed for my salvation to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonas upon the dry land. Chapter 3. Jonas is sent again to preach in Nineveh. Upon their fasting and repentance, God recalleth the sentence by which they were to be destroyed. And the word of the Lord came to Jonas the second time, saying, Arise, and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it the preaching that I bid thee. And Jonas arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was a great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonas began to enter into the city 1 day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. And the men of Nineveh believed in God, and they proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least. And the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose up out of his throne and cast away his robe from him, and was clothed with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published in Nineveh from the mouth of the king and of his princes, saying, Let neither men nor beasts, oxen nor sheep, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. And let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth, and cry to the Lord with all their strength, and let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the iniquity that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and forgive, and will turn away from his fierce anger, and we shall not perish? And God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way. And God had mercy with regard to the evil which he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. Chapter 4. Jonas, repining to see that his prophecy is not fulfilled, is reproved by the type of the ivy. And Jonas was exceedingly troubled and was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, Is not this what I said when I was yet in my own country? Therefore I went before to flee into Tarsus. For I know that thou art a gracious and merciful God, patient and of much compassion, and easy to forgive evil. And now, O Lord, I beseech thee, take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, Dost thou think thou hast reason to be angry? Then Jonas went out of the city and sat toward the east side of the city, and he made himself a booth there. And he sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would befall the city. And the Lord God prepared an ivy, and it came up over the head of Jonas to be a shadow over his head and to cover him, for he was fatigued. And Jonas was exceeding glad of the ivy. But God prepared a worm when the morning arose on the following day, and it struck the ivy, and it withered. And when the sun was risen, the Lord commanded a hot and burning wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonas, and he broiled with the heat. And he desired for his soul that he might die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said to Jonas, Dost thou think thou hast reason to be angry for the ivy? And he said, I am angry with reason even unto death. And the Lord said, Thou art grieved for the ivy, for which thou hast not labored, nor made it to grow, which in one night came up, and in one night perished. And shall not I spare Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons that know not how to distinguish between their right hand and their left, and many beasts? Thus concludes the prophecy of Jonas. The prophecy of Micaeus. Chapter 1. Samaria for her sin shall be destroyed by the Assyrians. They shall also invade Judah and Jerusalem. The word of the Lord that came to Micaeus, the Morasthite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekias, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all ye people, and let the earth give ear, and all that is therein, and let the Lord God be a witness to you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord will come forth out of his place, and he will come down and will tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains shall be melted under him, and the valley shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and as waters that run down a steep place. For the wickedness of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the wickedness of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? And I will make Samaria as a heap of stones in the field when a vineyard is planted, and I will bring down the stones thereof into the valley, and will lay her foundations bare. And all her graven things shall be cut in pieces, and all her wages shall be burnt with fire. And I will bring to destruction all her idols, for they were gathered together of the hire of a harlot, and unto the hire of a harlot they shall return. Therefore will I lament and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the dragons, and a mourning like the ostriches. Because her wound is desperate, because it is come even to Judah, it hath touched the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Declare ye it not in Geth, weep ye not with tears, in the house of dust sprinkle yourselves with dust. And pass away, O thou that dwellest in the beautiful place, covered with thy shame. She went not forth that dwelleth in the confines. The house adjoining shall receive mourning from you, which stood by herself. For she is become weak unto good that dwelleth in bitterness, for evil is come down from the Lord into the gate of Jerusalem. A tumult of chariots hath astonished the inhabitants of Lachish. It is the beginning of sin to the daughter of Sion, for in thee were found the crimes of Israel. Therefore shall she send messengers to the inheritance of Geth, the houses of lying, to deceive the kings of Israel. Yet will I bring an heir to thee that dwellest in Maresa, even to Adullam shall the glory of Israel come. Make thee bald, and be polled for thy delicate children. Enlarge thy baldness as the eagle, for they are carried into captivity from thee. Chapter 2. The Israelites, by their crying and injustices, provoke God to punish them. He shall at last restore Jacob. Woe to you that devise that which is unprofitable, and work evil in your beds, In the morning light they execute it, because their hand is against God. And they have coveted fields, and taken them by violence, and houses they have forcibly taken away, and oppressed a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I devise an evil against this family, from which you shall not withdraw your necks, and you shall not walk haughtily, for this is a very evil time. In that day a parable shall be taken up upon you, and a song shall be sung with melody by them that say, We are laid waste and spoiled. The portion of my people is changed. How shall he depart from me, whereas he is returning that will divide our land? Therefore thou shalt have none that shall cast the cord of a lot in the assembly of the Lord. Speak ye not, saying, It shall not drop upon these. Confusion shall not take them. The house of Jacob saith, Is the spirit of the Lord straitened, or are these his thoughts? Are not my words good to him that walketh uprightly? But my people, on the contrary, are risen up as an enemy. You have taken away the cloak off from the coat, and them that passed harmless you have turned to war. You have cast out the women of my people from their houses, in which they took delight. You have taken my praise forever from their children. Arise ye and depart, for there is no rest here for you. For that uncleanness of the land, it shall be corrupted with a grievous corruption. Would God I were not a man that hath the Spirit, and that I rather spoke a lie. I will let drop to thee of wine and of drunkenness, and it shall be this people upon whom it shall drop. I will assemble and gather together all of thee, O Jacob. I will bring together the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as a flock in the fold, as the sheep in the midst of the sheepcotes. He shall make a tumult by reason of the multitude of men. For he shall go up that shall open the way before them. They shall divide and pass through the gate, and shall come in by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord at the head of them. Chapter 3. For the sins of the rich oppressing the poor, of false prophets flattering for lucre, and of judges perverting justice, Jerusalem and the temple shall be destroyed. And I said, Hear, O ye princes of Jacob, and ye chiefs of the house of Israel. Is it not your part to know judgment? You that hate good and love evil, that violently pluck off their skins from them and their flesh from their bones, who have eaten the flesh of my people and have flayed their skin off from them, and have broken and chopped their bones as for the kettle and as flesh in the midst of the pot. Then shall they cry to the Lord, and he will not hear them. And he will hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved wickedly in their devices. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and preach peace. And if a man give not something into their mouth, they prepare war against him. Therefore night shall be to you instead of vision, and darkness to you instead of divination. And the sun shall go down upon the prophets, and the day shall be darkened over them. And they shall be confounded that see visions, and the diviners shall be confounded, and they shall all cover their faces, because there is no answer of God. But yet I am filled with the strength of the Spirit of the Lord, with judgment and power, to declare unto Jacob his wickedness, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, ye princes of the house of Jacob, and ye judges of the house of Israel, you that abhor judgment, and pervert all that is right, you that build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. Her princes have judged for bribes, and her priests have taught for hire, and her prophets divined for money. And they leaned upon the Lord, saying, Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No evil shall come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall be as a heap of stones, and the mountains of the temple as the high places of the forests. Chapter 4. The glory of the church of Christ by the conversion of the Gentiles. The Jews shall be carried captives to Babylon and be delivered again. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be prepared in the top of mountains and high above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come in haste and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into spades. Nation shall not take sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. And every man shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and there shall be none to make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, I will gather up her that halteth, and her that I had cast out, I will gather up, and her whom I had afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that hath been afflicted a mighty nation, and the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion, from this time now and forever. And thou, O cloudy tower of the flock, of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, yea, the first power shall come, the kingdom to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why art thou drawn together with grief? Hast thou no king in thee? Or is thy counselor perished because sorrow hath taken thee as a woman in labor? Be in pain and labor, O daughter of Zion, as a woman that bringeth forth. For now shalt thou go out of the city, and shalt dwell in the country, and shalt come even to Babylon. There thou shalt be delivered. There the Lord will redeem thee out of the hand of thy enemies. And now many nations are gathered together against thee, and they say, Let her be stoned, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they have not known the thoughts of the Lord, and have not understood his counsel, because he hath gathered them together as the hay of the floor. Arise and tread, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thy horn iron, and thy hooves I will make brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many peoples, and shalt immolate the spoils of them to the Lord, and their strength to the Lord of the whole earth. Chapter 5. The Birth of Christ in Bethlehem, His Reign and Spiritual Conquests. Now shalt thou be laid waste, O daughter of the robber. They have laid siege against us. With a rod shall they strike the cheek of the judge of Israel. And thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, art a little one among the thousands of Judah. Out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, and his going forth is from the beginning, from the days of eternity. Therefore will he give them up, even till the time wherein she that travaileth shall bring forth, and the remnant of his brethren shall be converted to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the height of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall be converted. For now shall he be magnified even to the ends of the earth. And this man shall be our peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall set his foot in our houses, and we shall raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. And they shall feed the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the spears thereof. And he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples as a dew from the Lord, and as drops upon the grass, which waiteth not for man, nor tarrieth for the children of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many peoples, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, and as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, when he shall go through and tread down and take, there is none to deliver. Thy hand shall be lifted up over thy enemies, and all thy enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will take away thy horses out of the midst of thee, and will destroy thy chariots, and I will destroy the cities of thy land, and will throw down all thy strongholds, and I will take away sorceries out of thy hand, and there shall be no divinations in thee. And I will destroy thy graven things, and thy statues out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more adore the works of thy hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, and will crush thy cities. And I will execute vengeance in wrath and in indignation among all the nations that have not given ear. Chapter 6. God expostulates with the Jews for their ingratitude and sins, for which they shall be punished. Hear ye what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou in judgment against the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Let the mountains hear the judgment of the Lord, and the strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord will enter into judgment with his people, and he will plead against Israel. O my people, what have I done to thee? Or in what have I molested thee? Answer thou me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and delivered thee out of the house of slaves. And I sent before thy face Moses and Aaron and Mary. O my people, remember, I pray thee, what Balak the king of Moab proposed, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him, from Sittim to Galgal, that thou mightest know the justices of the Lord. What shall I offer to the Lord that is worthy? Wherewith shall I kneel before the high God? Shall I offer holocausts unto him and calves of a year old? May the Lord be appeased with thousands of rams, or with many thousands of fat he-goats? Shall I give my firstborn for my wickedness, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? I will show thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requireth of thee, verily, to do judgment, and to love mercy, and to walk solicitous with thy God. The voice of the Lord crieth to the city, and salvation shall be to them that fear thy name. Hear, O ye tribes, and who shall approve it? As yet there is a fire in the house of the wicked, the treasures of iniquity, and a scant measure full of wrath. Shall I justify wicked balances, and the deceitful weights of the bag, by which her rich men were filled with iniquity, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue was deceitful in their mouth? And I therefore began to strike thee with desolation for thy sins. Thou shalt eat, but shalt not be filled, and thy humiliation shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hold, but shalt not save. And those whom thou shalt save I will give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but shalt not be anointed with the oil. And the new wine, but shalt not drink the wine. For thou hast kept the statutes of Amri, and all the works of the house of Achab. And thou hast walked according to their wills, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof a hissing. And you shall bear the reproach of my people. Chapter 7. The prophet laments that notwithstanding all his preaching, the generality are still corrupt in their manners. Therefore their desolation is at hand. But they shall be restored again and prosper, and all mankind shall be redeemed by Christ. Woe is me, for I am become as one that gleaneth in autumn the grapes of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe figs. The holy man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Every one hunteth his brother to death. The evil of their hands they call good. The prince requireth, and the judge is forgiving. And the great man hath uttered the desire of his soul, and they have troubled it. He that is best among them is as a briar, and he that is righteous as the thorn of the hedge. The day of thy inspection, thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their destruction. Believe not a friend, and trust not in a prince. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that sleepeth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies are they of his own household. But I will look towards the Lord. I will wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Rejoice not thou, my enemy, over me, because I am fallen. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord is my light. I will bear the wrath of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he judge my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth into the light. I shall behold his justice, and my enemy shall behold, and she shall be covered with shame, who saith to me, Where is the Lord thy God? My eyes shall look down upon her. Now shall she be trodden underfoot as the mire of the streets. The day shall come that thy walls may be built up. In that day shall the law be far removed. In that day they shall come even from Assyria to thee, and to the fortified cities, and from the fortified cities even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. And the land shall be made desolate, because of the inhabitants thereof, and for the fruit of their devices. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thy inheritance, them that dwell alone in the forest, in the midst of Carmel. They shall feed in Bashan and Galaad according to the days of old. according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, I will show him wonders. The nations shall see, and shall be confounded at all their strength. They shall put the hand upon the mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like serpents, as the creeping things of the earth. They shall be disturbed in their houses. They shall dread the Lord our God, and shall fear thee. Who is a God like to thee, who takest away iniquity, and passest by the sin of the remnant of thy inheritance? He will send his fury in no more, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again and have mercy on us. He will put away our iniquities, and he will cast all our sins into the bottom of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Thus concludes the prophecy of Micaeus. The prophecy of Nahum. Chapter 1. The majesty of God, his goodness to his people, and severity to his enemies. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkosite. The Lord is a jealous God and a revenger. The Lord is a revenger and hath wrath. The Lord taketh vengeance on his adversaries, and he is angry with his enemies. The Lord is patient and great in power, and will not cleanse and acquit the guilty. The Lord's ways are in a tempest, and a whirlwind, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and drieth it up, and bringeth all the rivers to be a desert. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Libanus fadeth away. The mountains tremble at him, and the hills are made desolate, and the earth hath quaked at his presence, and the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before the face of his indignation, and who shall resist in the fierceness of his anger? His indignation is poured out like fire, and the rocks are melted by him. The Lord is good, and giveth strength in the day of trouble, and knoweth them that hope in him. But with a flood that passeth by, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do ye devise against the Lord? He will make an utter end. There shall not rise a double affliction. For as thorns embrace one another, so while they are feasting and drinking together, they shall be consumed as stubble that is fully dry. Out of thee shall come forth one that imagineth evil against the Lord, contriving treachery in his mind. Thus saith the Lord, though they were perfect, and many of them so, yet thus shall they be cut off, and he shall pass. I have afflicted thee, and I will afflict thee no more. And now I will break in pieces his rod with which he struck thy back, and I will burst thy bonds asunder. And the Lord will give a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name shall be sown. I will destroy the graven and molten thing out of the house of thy God. I will make it thy grave, for thou art disgraced. Behold upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, and that preacheth peace. O Judah, keep thy festivals, and pay thy vows, for Belial shall no more pass through thee again. He is utterly cut off. Chapter 2. God sends his armies against Nineveh to destroy it. He is come up that shall destroy before thy face, that shall keep the siege. Watch the way, fortify thy loins, strengthen thy power exceedingly. For the Lord hath rendered the pride of Jacob as the pride of Israel, because the spoilers have laid them waste, and have marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is like fire. The men of the army are clad in scarlet. The reins of the chariot are flaming in the day of his preparation, and the drivers are stupefied. They are in confusion in the ways. The chariots jostle one against another in the streets. Their looks are like torches, like lightning running to and fro. He will muster up his valiant men. They shall stumble in their march. They shall quickly get upon the walls thereof, and a covering shall be prepared. The gates of the rivers are opened, and the temple is thrown down to the ground. And the soldier is led away captive, and her bondwomen were led away mourning as doves, murmuring in their hearts. And as for Nineveh, her waters are like a great pool. But the men flee away. They cry, Stand, stand! But there is none that will return back. Take ye the spoil of the silver. Take the spoil of the gold, for there is no end of the riches of all the precious furniture. She is destroyed and rent and torn. The heart melteth, and the knees fail, and all the loins lose their strength, and the faces of them all are as the blackness of a kettle. Where is now the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, to which the lion went, to enter in thither the young lion, and there was none to make them afraid? The lion caught enough for his whelps, and killed for his lionesses, and he filled his holes with prey, and his den with rapine. Behold, I come against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn thy chariots even to smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey out of the land, and the voice of thy messengers shall be heard no more. Chapter 3. The Miserable Destruction of Nineveh. Woe to thee, O city of blood, all full of lies and violence! Repine shall not depart from thee. The noise of the whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the neighing horse, and of the running chariot, and of the horsemen coming up, and of the shining sword, and of the glittering spear, and of a multitude slain, and of a grievous destruction. And there is no end of carcasses, and they shall fall down on their dead bodies. Because of the multitude of the fornications of the harlot that was beautiful and agreeable, and that made use of witchcraft, that sold nations through her fornications and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I come against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy shame to thy face, and will show thy nakedness to the nations, and thy shame to kingdoms. And I will cast abominations upon thee, and will disgrace thee, and will make an example of thee. And it shall come to pass that everyone that shall see thee shall flee from thee, and shall say, Nineveh is laid waste, who shall bemoan thee? When shall I seek a comforter for thee? Art thou better than the populous Alexandria that dwelleth among the rivers? Waters are round about it. The sea is its riches. The waters are its walls. Ethiopia and Egypt were the strength thereof, and there is no end. Africa and the Libyans were thy helpers. Yet she also was removed and carried into captivity. Her young children were dashed in pieces at the top of every street, and they cast lots upon her nobles, and all her great men were bound in fetters. Therefore thou also shalt be made drunk, and shalt be despised, and thou shalt seek help from the enemy. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with their green figs. If they be shaken, they shall fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open to thy enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee water for the siege. Build up thy bulwarks. Go into the clay and tread. Work it and make brick. There shall the fire devour thee. Thou shalt perish by the sword. It shall devour thee like the brookus. Assemble together like the brookus. Make thyself many like the locust. Thou hast multiplied thy merchandises above the stars of heaven. The brookus hath spread himself and flown away. Thy guards are like the locusts, and thy little ones like the locusts of locusts which swarm on the hedges in the day of cold. The sun arose, and they flew away, and their place was not known where they were. Thy shepherds have slumbered, O king of Assyria. Thy princes shall be buried. Thy people are hid in the mountains, and there is none to gather them together. Thy destruction is not hidden, thy wound is grievous. All that have heard the fame of thee have clapped their hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? Thus concludes the prophecy of Nahum. End of side one. Please fast forward.